A warm welcome to everyone in the sanctuary this morning and to everyone watching online today or later in the week. I would also like to extend a warm welcome back to Jean Porter, who will be conducting the service this morning. Jean, it's a great pleasure to have you with us today. Some intimations for your attention. Thank you to the willing band of volunteers who tidied the grounds of the church on Tuesday, and to Jan and Dorothy for the lovely afternoon tea. Could I also thank everyone who supported the Christian Aid coffee morning on Saturday, the organisers, the helpers, the bakers, everyone who operated the stalls, and all who attended to support the event. The grand total, and this is exactly current, I've just been handed it, is £943.75. An impressive sum, I'm sure you'll agree. Thank you to everyone who helped. Your help was very much appreciated. The Blythewood Care Christmas Shoebox Appeal, there are leaflets in both vestibules of the church. Filled shoeboxes or individual items should be left at the church by next Sunday at the latest. The Tuesday group will meet in the parish halls on Tuesday at 2 p.m. There will be a quiz and you're warmly invited to come along. The publicity team will meet in the session house on Thursday at 7 p.m. There will be a soup and sandwich lunch in the parish halls on Saturday from 12 noon until 1:30. Please come along and bring a friend. And finally, articles for the winter edition of the Parishioner should be submitted by Sunday, 10th November. They can be emailed to parishioner@stninionsold.org.uk or left in the McMichael Chapel. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is a joy to be back in the old parish, especially when the sun is shining. Just amazing. Today is known as Bible Sunday. And the suggested focus for Bible Sunday is Psalm 34. And so we're going to have that as our call to worship this morning. I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth. Our souls make their boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears them and rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who are brokenhearted. Our God saves those who are crushed in spirit. Isn't it good that we have a friend in Jesus? So let's stand as we sing to God's praise and glory, number 547, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Thank you.
Please be seated. The man who wrote that hymn, Joseph Scriven, was Irish. And he decided he was going to take his fiancée across to America, and they were going to have a new life there. It was the time of the potato famines. Sadly, before they could leave, his fiancée died. Sometime later, he became engaged again to another local girl. They were married, and they set sail for America. She died on the journey. And yet, when he wrote home to his mother, what he wrote was, "What a friend we have in Jesus." So let's take our prayers to God this morning. At the close of this prayer, we'll say together the words of the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. O God, you are the one who has created us, and you are the one who redeems us and sustains us. We thank you, Lord, and praise you. Precious Lord, we confess our deep and abiding need of your forgiveness to set our lives right, and your wisdom to guide us each day, so that your love will fill our every thought and action. Lord, we confess with shame and regret that we have trusted in ourselves and regarded others as less than us. We confess with sadness and grief that we have failed those who trusted us and hurt those who needed us. Lord, we confess with hope and in faith our need of your healing and our trust in your grace. Forgive us, O God, and show us the way to new life. Touch us and make us whole. As we come before you in prayer, as we hear your word and sing your praises, and as we worship you with our brothers and sisters in Christ, we ask that this time may be a blessing to us as we continue to pray in the words that Jesus taught his friends, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. Now, I'm going to need all of your help this morning, because we're going to carry out an experiment. And I'm going to ask you to do something we don't normally ask you to do in church on a Sunday morning. I'm going to ask you to make as much noise as you possibly can. Now, my part in this experiment is I have got to try and shout over the top of you. Okay? Now, there's more of you than there is of me. And I'm even going to ask our friends at the back there to mute me later. Okay. Good. So there's two signals you need to know. This is the signal. This is the signal to start. Like that. Okay. So that's go. But this is the important one. Stop. Okay. And at that point, you can take my mute back off again. So mute me at that bit and stop at that bit. Well done. Now, you can clap and you can cheer and you can just make noise. Or you can stamp your feet if you really feel energetic this morning. It would be your exercise for the day, wouldn't it? Okay, are we ready? And they're all going, really? Okay. Just they stopped practicing. I like that. I like that. Right, well, we'll try that again. Okay, but keep going, because I need to shout over the top of you. Okay? And I'm hoping to be heard. Okay. Jesus, Son of David, hear me! Jesus, Son of... Did anybody hear me? Well, strangely enough, that happened. That did happen. One day, Jesus was traveling, and he was passing through Jericho. And on the way out of Jericho, there was a man called Bartimaeus sitting beside the northern gate. And Bartimaeus heard the crowd coming, and they were a bit as noisy as you guys were. And he asked somebody, "Who's coming?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." And so Bartimaeus set up that racket to try and get Jesus' attention. Now, when we pray, we don't normally shout, do we? We don't normally shout to get Jesus' attention. When we pray, we normally speak in our normal voice. Sometimes we speak quieter than our normal voice, and sometimes we don't actually use words at all. But Jesus said something very interesting about prayer. He said we have to keep on praying, and we have to keep on asking. And we have to keep on asking, believing that he wants to hear our prayers. He wants to listen to us, and he wants to answer our prayers. So when we take to God the things that we need, and I have to keep remembering the children, not necessarily what you want, okay? But when we take to Jesus what we need and ask him, he is willing to answer us. But it's a bit like parents having to know how desperately a child wants a thing. If we persevere in prayer, it tells him this is something that we really need. And it's called perseverance. And later on, we're going to look at the story of Bartimaeus and see how he persevered. But just for just now, we're going to sing an old song. I learned it when I was a teenager. And okay, I freely admit that was not yesterday. We're going to sing Jesus' Love is Very Wonderful. Okay, and if you really feel that you have to do the actions, I will be very grateful, because you know me, I can't stop myself. So this is Oh Wonderful Love. This is so high you can't get over it, so low you can't get under it. Please do not kill anybody with so wide you can't get around it. Oh, wonderful love. Okay, let's stand and let's sing. And we'll sing it through twice. Is that okay, Tony? Thank you.
Jesus, love is very wonderful. Jesus, love is very wonderful. Jesus, love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. Well, it's so high you can't get over it, so low you can't get under it, so wide you can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love. And again, Jesus, love is very wonderful. Jesus, love is very wonderful. Jesus, love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. It's so high, you can't get over it, so low you can't get under it, so wide you can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
That you can go home and tell your family We did our physical jerks in the church this morning, and I hope you joined in at home too. I'm delighted that Gordon is going to come and share our reading with us this morning.
Good morning, everyone. Today's reading comes from Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 to 52, and can be found on page 40 of the Church Bible. It's Mark, chapter 10, 46 to 52, page 40 of the Church Bible. They came to Jericho. And as he was leaving the town with his disciples and a large crowd, Bartimaeus, that is, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was seated at the roadside. Hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Son of David, Jesus, have pity on me." Many of the people told him to hold his tongue. But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man. "Take heart," they said. "Get up. He is calling you." At that, he threw off his cloak, jumped to his feet, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Rabbi," the blind man answered, "I want my sight back." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has healed you." And at once he recovered his sight and followed him on the road.
Going to sing the hymn 722, "Spirit of God, come dwell within me."
Oh,
We come to that same Jesus in prayer now. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love that meets us here where we are, that accepts us as we are, but never leaves us that way. The gifts we bring today are only a token, representing our thankfulness for all that you have given us through your love. Lord, today we also bring ourselves as a living sacrifice to offer you our time and our talents. Bless the work of our hours and our hands, and help us as we serve our neighbours in your name. Loving God, Father, maker of us all, there is only one way that we can come to you, and that is just as we are. We thank you for your invitation. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your astounding and amazing grace, that grace which gives mercy to sinners such as us. That grace that lifts up the lowly, even as it brings down the thrones of those who think they are mighty. Lord, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, we pray to you the prayer of Bartimaeus. Each of us prays it with all our hearts as well as with our lips. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Lord, we pray not only for ourselves, but for all our brothers and sisters in faith, and for all those who are afflicted or oppressed or hungry, ill or grieving. In this moment of silence, we pray for those whom you place upon our hearts and our lips even now. Lord, hear our prayer. Father, we pray too for those in authority over us, for our country and its leaders, and for all the nations of this earth and those who exercise power within them. Father, we pray for this, our congregation, and your church around the world today, that it and we may be faithful to the mission you have set before us and live as Christ commands us. Lord, hear our prayer as we ask these things in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. We sing from our hymn books once again, number 782. Lord of life, we come to you. Let's pray together. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Everyone comes to church looking for something. A word of encouragement, a blessing, an assurance that Jesus is with us, that he will not abandon us, a healing touch. We come having made up our mind to find that something, to receive it, to claim it for our own. When we make up our mind to receive what Jesus offers us, it means that we have already made up our mind about Jesus himself, who he is, that he can and will help us. Zacchaeus had already made up his mind about Jesus when he climbed that tree. Jairus had already made up his mind about Jesus when he asked Jesus to heal his daughter. Bartimaeus had already made up his mind about Jesus when he asked Jesus to heal his daughter. Bartimaeus had already made up his mind about Jesus when he made up his mind to reach out to Jesus of Nazareth as he was passing by. And he made up his mind to receive what he knew only Jesus could give him, his sight. Bartimaeus was determined that he was going to attract Jesus' attention, even if he had to shout down the entire procession. And our little experiment proved how difficult that would have been. He didn't care about being polite. He didn't care about doing the right thing. As a beggar, he was looked down on by the people of Jericho, not simply because he was on the lowest rung of the social ladder. Like the blind man whom Jesus healed in John chapter 9, it was assumed that his blindness was the result of his own sin or his parents. Condemned without trial. So this was no airy-fairy, perhaps sometimes wish on his part, to receive healing. It was a desperate need. He was completely convinced that Jesus held the key. Jesus was the one who could take away his blindness and give him a new, changed life. He hadn't always been blind. He hadn't always been the blind beggar by the northern gate. He knew that there was a better life almost within his grasp. He was fully determined to reach out and grab his one, perhaps only chance of regaining his sight and escaping the darkness that surrounded him day and night. When the crowd told him in no uncertain times to keep quiet, he just shouted all the more, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He said that such an uproar that the procession was forced to stop. But when Jesus said, "Call him," some in the crowd took his lead and encouraged Bartimaeus to come to him. "Cheer up," they shouted. "He's calling for you." If Bartimaeus were here, he would tell you, whatever your need, bring it to Jesus. Don't give up. Don't be put off by people who try to tell you that Jesus doesn't listen, that he doesn't want to listen, that he's not interested in you. Bartimaeus found, as many of us here can testify, that Jesus is interested in us and he wants to meet our needs. All we have to do is to come to him. His need was so great. His conviction that Jesus could heal him was so strong that nothing would have put him off that day from asking Jesus to heal him. Bartimaeus had already made up his mind to respond when Jesus called him. So he tossed aside his cloak. Not the one around his shoulders, but the one that was laid on the ground to catch the money that people threw to him. He jettisoned everything in order to respond to Jesus. Many of us hear Jesus calling us to come to him, but instead of making up our mind to respond, we say, I've got this to do. Or as my son used to say when I called him, wait there. Bartimaeus' response was immediate. He jumped up, which strikes me as a bit difficult when you cannot see where you're going to land. Did you know? You know I like to give you interesting information on a Sunday morning. Did you know the African impala can jump to a height of over 10 feet and over a distance of more than 30 feet? Yet these magnificent creatures can be kept in an enclosure in any zoo with a 3-foot wall. The animals will not jump if they cannot see where their feet will fall. In his eagerness, Bartimaeus jumped. We may not always come to Jesus with a desperate need. Sometimes we come with a longing to sort out some area of our life. That cupboard where we keep our skeletons and the things in our life that we wouldn't want other people to see. Or perhaps we want to give our life more completely to him. But if we haven't made up our mind to respond to Jesus, to receive what only he can give us, a clean slate or a closer relationship to him, or healing itself, if we start to look at the cost of what we're asking for, then the opportunity might well be gone and may never come back. A lady who was blind was brought by a friend to healing services week after week. Eventually, and having not been healed, she admitted to some of the ministry team she really didn't want to be healed because she would lose her blind pension and she didn't know how she would manage without it. Have you noticed children readily ask for things without thinking about the cost, and especially now when some of our grandchildren are in the run-up to Christmas? They assume because they really, really, really need that £200 motorised bike, because Dad has an endless supply of money. It's obvious. You can pay by card. Or because Mum loves them, they're sure to get this bike. Bartimaeus had that same childlike certainty. And he grabbed the opportunity with both hands, leaving behind everything he had. He knew that Jesus held in his hands something that was worth more than anything he had or could imagine. This morning, Jesus holds out his hand to us, saying, come to me. What will we do? Will we first count the cost and miss out? Or will we throw aside everything that would hinder us, would get in our way, and come to him? Bartimaeus had already made up his mind exactly what he wanted to receive from Jesus. And it wasn't a vague or sentimental desire. Jesus, I want to be happy, or Jesus, I just want to be with you. When we ask Jesus to intervene in our situation and there is something we want him to do for us, there is no point in being vague about it. We need to be specific. After all, you don't go to the dentist saying, my tooth hurts, without telling him which one. Otherwise, you could end up being able to take all your teeth out to clean them. At first reading, it may seem strange that Jesus asked Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? But there are two very good reasons why it was necessary. When we come to Jesus, we discover that he wants nothing less than a personal relationship with us. Just as he wasn't content that the woman who touched his cloak and was healed should slip away into the crowd without coming face to face with him. He wants us to be healed, yes. To receive a blessing and an assurance, yes. But more than that, he wants us to be whole. And wholeness is only possible when we have a personal relationship with Jesus. And secondly, saying with our own lips that what we want Jesus to do means that we have to acknowledge, even just to ourselves, that Jesus is willing and Jesus can do this for us. There was a man who came to a healing group I was involved in. He had great difficulty walking. He came saying, I've tried every other quack, I may as well try you. Whereupon it was explained to him that it was Christ who heals, not those praying with him. He left in just as much pain as he came. And sometime later, the group received a letter from him saying, it would appear that I am healed. Bartimaeus had no doubts, none, that Jesus could and would heal him. Rabbi, I want to see. And so it happened. He acknowledged that it was Jesus who healed him by leaving Jericho and his past behind him and followed Jesus along the road. If Jesus were to ask you today, what do you want me to do for you? What would your answer be? Bartimaeus made up his mind to reach out to Jesus because he was convinced that Jesus had the power to meet his needs. He made up his mind to respond when Jesus called him to come, and he made up his mind to receive exactly what he knew only Jesus could give him. The message for us today is that God always responds to a faith that perseveres and a mind that's made up. Let's reach out to Jesus and respond as he calls us to come to him. For when we make up our mind to be as definite as Bartimaeus, then things do happen, and we will receive what we came looking for this morning. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And now, in our closing hymn, we're going to give God the glory as we sing hymn 512, To God Be the Glory.
Thank you.
Just before our blessing and doxology, which is number 810, can I just say thank you very much to everyone who has made today's service possible. It has been a joy to be with you again. And now, let us go in peace to love and care for one another in the name of Jesus. May our confidence be entirely in God, our Creator. May our hope rest fully in God, our Redeemer. And may our only boast be in the power and compassion of God, both now and forevermore. Thank you.